We could have a short discussion. 3 times.
So I wondered about when your object of meditation is your body, what I find sometimes if I do that is I start to notice all the places that I store tension, and I feel like sometimes I almost over-focus on and make it worse by zooming in on that. Mm.
Can you just notice it and then just let it go without trying to solidify anything?
I could try that.
Try that, yes. So it's just like thoughts, right? When thoughts come up, we don't solidify them. We just let it go. So in the same way, if you start to use your body as, if it's generating thoughts or causing more thinking to happen, see if you can just let it go. Or it may be that you need to change your position or, you know, move your shoulders or something too.
Well, it tends to be sort of like neck, head.
Neck and head.
They're not going anywhere.
No, they're not going anywhere. There's your answer right there.
I think what's happening is we carry a lot of tension all the time. Mm-hmm. And one meditation session is not going to cure it. So we're becoming aware of our body. And when we become aware of our body, we find that that it's full of tensions, and the tensions are very closely related to what we do with our mind. So we have a chance to explore it.
Mm-hmm. How is exploring different than solidifying? I guess
noticing is different from it's a problem. You know, oh my God, you know, this is terrible. I'd say it's noticing and.
Noticing and releasing.
And releasing, yeah.
One, the technique we were using earlier, another word for this is sensing. And actually, there are certain exercises where you simply can lie down or sit in a very comfortable position and just move your consciousness into different parts of your body and just actually let it rest there and sense it, be there, sense it, so that you begin to like, get a little more flexible or free up the notion of where your head is. I mean, your head is usually out here somewhere, somewhere out the door, tomorrow, or anything else, but, and so you just bring it back in, and the body kind of becomes this anchor. The gravity is a definite anchor, and the body itself is an anchor, and so everything simply brought back to relaxing.
Good. Did you have any comments on the first exercise, tilting forward and back? And was it helpful to give you some idea of the power of gravity and how, if we actually work with that properly, we get supported? Yeah.
I liked the connection to the earth.
Uh-huh.
Anytime I'm reminded that the earth is supporting me, I feel very good. I used to love to go camping and, you know, just feel the earth right there under my body. You know, so and to do the gravity was, you know, it's just so nice to do the earth part of it.
Yes.
It was easier for me than doing the body part. Because not every part of my body would feel very good.
Right.
So, but the earth part
of it. Yeah. It made me want to do it in the garden.
Sorry?
It made me want to do that exercise in the
garden.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, where you actually have earth under you.
John, you were nodding there.
Yeah, that would be good. Actually, like just laying on the floor with my feet up on the chair was very comfortable.
It feels good.
Right, yeah, made me comfortable, and it was easy to do the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel like you're on the ground, but you're also comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just laying on the ground, it was a comfortable mm-hmm. for me anyway. Mm-hmm. Good. I've done body scans before, but this felt a little different doing it that way.
Because your feet were up, well, you
plus
mean?
Plus, you were helping to guide it.
Right.
It's easier when someone else is telling, you know, telling you how to focus instead of trying to do it in your own head.
Right.
It's always easier having a coach or a teacher doing it.
That's true, because yeah. you don't have to work as hard.
Yeah. It's very helpful. You don't notice half the stuff in your body most of the time. Mm-hmm. You really don't.
So you're
going to
put that online, the guided body scan?
Yes, the guided body scan will be online.
Okay.
Yes, and you can do it at home, and very simple to do. So that's great.
Yeah, I felt like energy really was leaving me through my toes and through my middle finger, just mm-hmm. how I was visioning.
Mm-hmm.
That's
an interesting part of it. As I was listening today at one of the tapes that, from my teacher at the mindfulness-based stress reduction, and I had forgotten that part about breathing through the body, the legs, and at first it seemed so strange, and then I thought, wow, it makes you feel more free or open somehow, that things can move, and I think that's what helps. It's all in our mind, but it does open things, I think, in a different way.
Yeah, the visualizing of something moving through your
mm-hmm.
body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you repeat the right hand twice?
Mm,
I mean,
I don't.
I just completely
I think I did
left and then right.
I did left and then right. Yeah.
I did left and.
And you heard the right
twice?
Okay. Well, that's okay. I think I did that all right.
You must have two left sides then.
Well, that's great.
It's funny when you do that. Like I was thinking, wow, I'm actually noticing that. Like I, you know, consciously can feel the difference when it says like feel this part. I'm like, I never do. You know, I don't think I ever think of doing that mm-hmm. on my own. But when you're doing that, like, it actually.
I was reading in the Pema Chodron about. She was saying do a body scan before you meditate, and I would do it, but it was. I didn't feel anything. I would stand there and I thought, I can't even feel my thigh. I can't, mm-hmm. you know. And somehow tonight, I don't know if it was saying the word be aware of, something mm. different. I got it. Sort of.
Well, I think it's hard to just do on your own entirely. I mean, if you're watching someone else do it with you, it helps often. Your body learns through some kind of imitation as opposed to reading it and going, oh. You know,
uh-huh.
you know it's and you're in a supportive environment, which actually also, you know, makes it easier somehow to relate to the whole thing.
Yeah, it's easier to listen to a recording and do it with the recording than to try to go through it on your own. And so that's another way to do it. How did people feel about the very last meditation? What was your experience of that? Like coming back to the body as the focal point of the focal point of the meditation rather than the breath, which that's quite different, I think. How did that feel?
It felt easier to get into or get out of my thoughts for me.
Because
mm-hmm. There was like a point of focus. Like I actually kind of like when like the girls were walking by talking and like the sirens go off because it gives me a point of concentration.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, but the body, thinking about the body, concentrating on that does it too.
Mm-hmm. So there are many different objects of meditation. That's why we mostly work with the breath, because that's a very traditional one. And the breath is nothing solid. So when we breathe, and we always are breathing, so we carry that with us all the time. So it's in a way a reminder that you can actually be aware and mindful throughout your whole day if you just pay attention. And the breath is something we're always doing, so we usually use the breath. But I think it's actually very powerful to use different objects of meditation and try different things. So the body, this is the first foundation of mindfulness, and it's a good place to start in terms of feeling more grounded and present in within our body and within our the space around us. The other thing when you meditate is you could actually have a sense of the space behind you. You know, I think that's one thing we never think about, that actually there's space behind as well as in front. So we're often very oriented through our eyes, and therefore everything's in front. But when you sit down to meditate, you can actually feel your back, and you can feel the space behind you as well. So that's kind of an interesting exercise. And as James was mentioning, you could actually just check in with your body before you start to meditate. You can sort of feel if something's tight or uncomfortable. You can rotate your shoulders or bring them up to your ears, whatever. I mean, you could actually kind of loosen up or do some stretches before you start. That's also another good idea. So, any further comments of what people notice? Okay. So next week, there's a reading assignment, not too hard to remember. It's the beginning, introduction in the book, Natural Wakefulness, chapter 1, 2, and 3. And they're short chapters, so it's not really a tremendous amount. And Michael Fagan will be leading next week. So,
bring your questions.
Bring your questions.
Work with what we're doing tonight. And as if you're trying to do this, employ these various techniques that we've been getting into now. For the coming week, we may have some more room for discussion there. But I think, you know, we're actually getting into something where we can actually trust. We have everything we need to actually do meditation practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's all here. We don't have to go get something else on top of it.
Yeah, it's all here. Okay, so I think we'll dedicate the merit.
Mm-hmm.